At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we have a great 3 hours planned for you.
Not too.
A lot of NBA. You got a couple big games tonight, Milwaukee. Trying to close out the Chicago Bulls and Golden State trying to close out the Denver Nuggets. And always, when you're up 3-1 and you fail to close the deal, shut the door, turn out the lights, then you never know what could happen after that. So these teams need to go ahead and get it done tonight. Don't give Denver or Chicago any life. Speaking of life, keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However, you may be listening, and you won't be sorry. Let me bring in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am excellent, brother. I am excellent. Looking forward to a great show.
Yes, and today, the last day on campus, other than the final, the semester, Chris, is just about over. And it was a great semester, so I'm pretty happy about that. Looking forward to the summer, looking forward to some vacation time. You know, been working a lot, so I'm feeling good today.
Do you have any vacations planned already?
Tentatively, I'm going to go to Dubai with my brother.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's the big vacation, and then you know my typical go around, see some friends, and go to some ball games and eat and drink. You know, I like to do that. So a couple of those. What about you? Are you guys going anywhere yet?
We have a family reunion. We do a family reunion on my father's side every 2 years.
Okay, not every year. That's smart.
Yeah, every other year. And it's like a week. It's a week long.
That's a long to be around family, man. Chris, but aren't you ready to go in 3 hours?
Nah, because what we do is we go to a destination. So we'll go to, we've been to like,
so people
Hilton
could
Head
do other stuff or whatever.
Right, so during the day, I mean, it's like 40 people. And so during the day, you know, some people want to go golf, some people want to go play basketball, some people go swim, whatever you want to do, you just, you know, you're doing it, hanging out. And then every night we all get together for a dinner at somebody's
nice.
House. Yeah, so
yeah,
it's,
that's nice.
It's everybody under my father and his three siblings. So we're doing that in July. And then we're supposed to go to Martha's Vineyard in August.
You go every year, don't you?
Just started a few years ago, but yeah, we go, you know, that's fun. You know, it's like.
Yeah, I've still not been there. That's somewhere I'm going to go. I've not been.
Yeah. Let me know, man, when you go up there. The time is August, you know.
Okay.
And Spike Lee's up there, Henry Louis Gates. We've
now,
seen a lot
would
of
your wife be mad if I had a 19-year-old with me? Like, is that bad? Would that be bad? Like, if I went up with y'all?
I don't know how much we'd be hanging out, but.
Your wife would be like, Chris would be like, he's pathetic. This old guy with gray hair, he's pathetic. She's younger than our daughters, our twins.
Right. My daughters are 24 now.
That's what I'm saying. They would be like. But I remember your daughters, Chris, when they were like three, when we went to Orlando for NABJ. Am I right? They were like three or four. They were young.
Yeah, two to four, somewhere in there.
I remember that. And to think that they're, you know, graduated out of college, all that stuff is amazing. It just really is.
Time flies, brother. But it's great. They're doing well. So, you know, that you're happy about that. But, all right, let's introduce the iCouple crew on this Worship Wednesday. Of course, DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. The Vegan, is on the ones and the twos. Super producer Rob G is in the house. And on the updates, that's right, the loquacious Mr. Brian Finley. All right, Rob, let's get into this. Doc Rivers. Rob, I talked about it. I just said, you know, Golden State, Milwaukee, you want to close these teams out. Well, Doc Rivers and the Sixers, not surprisingly, didn't take care of business in game five. They were up 3-0. They've lost the last two games, and game six is now in Toronto. I think Philly, it's hard to say I think they'll win game six. I think they'll win the series. Nobody in NBA history has dropped a 3-0 lead ever. First round, second round, third round, finals, never. And isn't it's just interesting, Rob, because, you know, when Doc got hired by the Sixers, we brought up, man, Doc, that's an interesting hire.
We were stunned.
When you
Let's just call it like it is. You just
got fired by the Clippers. You underachieved there for, what, 6 years, 7 years, however long he was there. Never got him past the second round. Dropped a 3-1 lead with a great tandem of Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. He had great teams the whole time he was there. Injuries early were a problem, but not the year he got fired. And it's just interesting, right? When we were talking about all the leads Doc's blown and, like, is he the guy to get you to the promised land? I got to admit, Rob, I didn't foresee another blown lead. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't foresee him blowing a 3-1 lead again. And here we are just a year later or 2 years later. And he's in jeopardy of blowing a 3-0 lead. He's already the only coach to drop more than one 3-1 lead. He's done it three times. But he could become the first to drop a 3-0 lead? And Doc ain't having it, Rob. Doc was asked about it today and pushed back. Here he is.
It's easy to use me as an example, but I wish y'all would tell the whole story with me, all right? My Orlando team is the HC. No one gives me credit for getting up against the Pistons who won the title. That was an HC. Go look at that. I want you to go back and look at that roster. I dare you to go back and look at that roster, and you would say, what a hell of a coaching job. Really. I mean, the Clipper team that we lost 3-1. Chris Paul didn't play in the first two games and was playing on one leg. And we didn't have home court. And then the last one, to me, is the one we blew. That's the one I said, we blew that. And that was in the bubble. And anything could happen in the bubble. There's no home court. Game seven would have been in L.A., you know. But it just happens. So I would say with me, some of them is I got to do better always. Always take my own responsibility. And then some of it is circumstances happen. You know, this one, let's win it, and we don't have to talk about it.
Rob I'm Parker, sorry, the Chris. Floor is yours.
I'm not buying it. Stop, Doc. What you just delivered is malpractice. No. We don't want to hear it. Wear it. It's your record, Doc Rivers. We could go back and dissect every series and give you a scenario and a circumstance. And can I tell you, Chris? The Pistons didn't win the championship that year. That's not true.
Wow.
Right. It was the next year.
It was the next year that they won the championship.
And in fairness, Rob, nobody kills Doc for that loss.
No.
Nobody kills him for
that.
If anybody gets killed for that, you know who it is. Tracy McGrady.
Right, because he thought it was
over. Yeah, at 3-1, McGrady was like, man, it's great to get to the second round.
Exactly.
So, Doc, it's the accumulation. If that was the only time on Doc's record, Rob, nobody would even mention that stuff.
But, Chris, I'm sorry. You have to wear it. It's your record. You don't need to hem and haw. It sounds like a guy who's panicking or worried that this is going to happen again. It is what it is. You know, guys, you can talk about that all you want. That's my resume. But also talk about the championship I won in Boston, okay? I did win that. So I have won big games, and I have been in those moments. But the other stuff, yeah, it happened. And you can't run from it. It's like coaches, Chris, who want credit for winning, and when things go bad, they're pointing at the players.
Right.
You can't have it both ways, because you know what? When you won, the players played great, and you got credit. And you know what? When you lose and the players don't play great, you're going to get blame as well.
Right.
That's what happens. Otherwise, if it was always about the players, we wouldn't be talking about these coaches, Chris, and giving them accolades and talk about the job
and
that they've done.
$1 million contract.
Exactly. So I'm sorry. If I'm in Philadelphia, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Last year, the wound is still fresh, Chris. They got beat by the Hawks, right? And I mean,
that's ridiculous. And that's not a very good Hawks team. I'm sorry.
No. And that right there. Forget about the other ones, Doc. What about last year?
Right.
And the year, you know, with anything can happen in a bubble. Stop. That was another one of trying to throw himself an excuse.
That was terrible.
Don't say that. You were up 3-1. You got there 3-1. All you had to do was win one game. And you had Kawhi Leonard, who was trying to win a third championship with a third franchise, Chris, and he was healthy.
Yep.
I'm not buying it. So whenever I hear this story, and Doc, just wear it, Doc, the same way you wear with pride, that championship, you got to wear the other stuff. You can't take off the shirt and go shirtless because the shirt got ketchup on it from the game, the series you lost, but you're still wearing that nice blazer because that's the one you won the championship in. Wear it all and say, I got to get my job done, and my teams haven't done well in those moments when we've taken a lead. This is going to change here, and we're going to get this thing done in Philadelphia and move on. That's all I want to hear from them.
Well, look, Doc wanted the whole story to be told. And I'll tell the whole story. Doc has lost 31 elimination games. That's the most by any coach in NBA history. Doc has lost 7 of his last 8 elimination games, Rob. He's blown 3-1 leads. He's the only coach ever to do that. No one has done more than one other than him. In 2009, he blew a 3-2 lead. 2010, 2012, blew 3-2 leads. 2016, blew a 2-0 lead. 2020, we mentioned that, the 3-1 lead with the Clippers. And he brought up that Houston series in 2015. I was covering that for ESPN. And he's right. Chris missed the first 2 games of that series. But Chris came back for the last five, Rob. They split the first two. All right, it was 1-1. And when Chris Paul came back, and Chris Paul was great. 21 points, 10 assists a game on 49% shooting in the five he played. The first two games Chris played, Rob, they blew the Rockets out. One by 25, one by almost, by more than 30. And they were up, that's what they were up, 3-1. And everybody thought it was over. And then when the Rockets come back, it was largely with James Harden on the bench, and they somehow outscored the Clippers 40-15 in a run to turn a 13-point deficit in Game 6 into a 12-point win. It was just colossal. And so, look, Doc gets his love. Doc was named one of the top 15 coaches ever. I think for the most part, Rob, Doc doesn't get a ton of criticism. We're two of the few that have been just willing to call him out and say, hey, he's blowing these leads.
Right.
But most of the media give him a pass.
Chris, it's fact. It's just fact that we're just talking facts. And you can't keep doing that and expect it. That's why when the Clippers fired him, Chris, they deserved to fire him. There was like,
without question.
I can't believe the Clippers are going to let Doc go. What? Everybody in NBA media, Chris, that year, just about, picked the Clippers to go to the championship. Am I right with that team?
Yeah. Was thinking. There was talk about Kawhi being a top, which was ridiculous, but a top five player ever.
Yes.
It
was laid out, and everybody thought, wow, look at this team. They always kept beating the Lakers, right? They matched up great against them, Chris. Everything was laid out. Everything was laid out for them. And they up 3-1, and they choked. If you can't get fired off of that, you can't get fired from anything.
I don't know for a fact, but everyone around the league thinks he's going to get fired. If they lose this series, it's justified. It's justified. If they lose the next round, it's justified. The conference finals might save his gig. The finals, I think, would. And I don't know that Daryl Morey don't want to get Mike D'Antoni in there. You know, I think he's just almost waiting for an opportunity to get Mike D'Antoni in there, or maybe somebody else. But we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are you with Doc on this? Is he getting a bum rap for all these blown leads? Or are you with us that, hey, you got to wear it, Doc? And how much blame does he deserve? Is it just on the players? Or does Doc deserve some of the blame for those blown leads as well?
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app.
Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Picks app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Papi.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mary, Mary. All right. It's the Odd Couple dealing with a dead battery. Go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, offering free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right, Rob, there was a really good story written today about the Lakers. I think it was in, I don't know if it was Bleacher Report or The Athletic.
Yeah, it was Bleacher Report.
Bleacher Report. We talked about the Lakers and the Nets. I think the title was that they need to wrestle back control. Here it is. Can Nets, Lakers, / Lakers, front offices wrest back control of their franchises from their stars? You know, obviously saying LeBron's run and clutch are running the Lakers, and KD and Kyrie. I mean, Kyrie basically alluded to it in his press conference, saying he and KD got to manage the team alongside the owner and the GM are running the Nets. But what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't think that they're the same. I really don't. I think having input, I don't see what trades or moves that Durant and
Steve Nash?
And what's that?
Steve Nash?
Yeah, but they signed off on it. I mean, I don't think that was. Isn't the GM, what's his name, Marks, friends with Steve Nash? That's like
They had a lot. I think KD had a lot to do with them hiring.
Well, I know that they have a relationship as well, a GM, and they signed off on it. But I'm talking about player moves and whatnot, and the Lakers, even the stories
Kyrie
coming out now that they really didn't want Westbrook and that the clutch pushed it on them. Now, you know, that's kind of coming out there. That's what we kind of thought, that it wasn't all what the Lakers wanted to do, and it was what Clutch and LeBron wanted to do, and I know nobody wants to claim them now because it didn't work out. So I don't know. It seems like LeBron has way more say in player personnel.
Why does it seem that way? Because he didn't get Ty Lue.
I said player personnel.
Well, but coach, player, I mean.
Player. They didn't want to pay Ty Lue for whatever reason. They made a mistake there. I don't understand why they would want to coach on the cheap and Vogel – they got on the cheap compared to what Lou wanted. Lou won a championship, so he was looking for a certain amount of money, where Vogel was looking for another opportunity to get back into being a head coach. So I don't think that they're on the same level pay-wise. And for whatever reason, the Lakers aren't hurting for money, but they didn't want to pay Ty Lue. So I have no idea why that happened, but it seems player personnel-wise – that Clutch has, you know, like a lot of say as to who plays with LeBron and who comes along or whatever on the ride. And I'm just saying, I'm not saying that the Nets stars don't have any influence, but I think LeBron has bigger influence. And I think if you're the Lakers with what went down this year, with the moves that were made and, you know, how this thing was a colossal failure, I think they need to work to make sure that they're doing what's right for the organization.
Well, what do you think about Kyrie saying he and KD need to manage the team?
I just think it's a word. I don't think that's what he meant. I just think he's talking about being involved, you know, a sounding board. I don't think he thinks he's the general manager. I just think that's a word.
I disagree. I mean, he said too many things. He said wants to manage the team with KD and the owner and the GM, and he said they don't need a head coach. I could head coaches. KD could be the head coach. Like, this is – he's saying it too many times. And the one thing I'll give LeBron – like, I don't think LeBron's just dictating, like, a puppet master what they do, because, like I said, I brought up Ty Lue to show that's an example of something he wanted that he didn't get. And so I don't think he's just getting every single thing he wanted. And I will throw this out. He wanted Anthony Davis. Like, the reason the Lakers have banner number 17, they can complain all they want about LeBron wanting this and that or Clutch. That's what got them Anthony Davis. And that only got them not only banner number 17, but whatever degree of optimism exists with the team right now, it came because of those LeBron and AD. So I think that those two have delivered, at least, whereas the Nets haven't delivered. I do think they both, though, need to take control of their franchises, Lakers and the Nets. I get it. I agree with you, Rob, in that you should consult some your stars on certain deals. Hey, we're thinking about going after so-and-so. What do you think about him? You think he'd be a good fit? We've been talking this trade with this team. And sometimes you don't need to go to the players. But I think sometimes you can use them, like you said, as a sounding board. But I think the players have to understand that you are going to make the final decision. And while you may consult them, you're going, at the end of the day, you're going to have the final say. It's just as simple as that. And I, like I said, with LeBron, the most success he ever had in one franchise was Miami. And that was because they ran, the organization did not let him dictate what they were going to do. And I think you're right in that Pat Riley obviously has more, you know, cachet than most people, certainly Rob Pelinka, those guys, or Sean Marks in Brooklyn. But if you got the owner behind you, I don't care what your name is, if the owner is behind you, then you've got pull.
They'll never pick a lowly paid general manager over a star.
Well, it depends on the relationship. Rob, right. the Lakers love Rob Pelinka because of Kobe. And Rob, I think, remember at the All-Star game, LeBron was dropping those hints about he might want to go back to Cleveland, he might want to finish somewhere else. And then the Lakers kind of, you know, came out with some stuff of their own. And then LeBron and they quickly were like, nah, we want to finish with the Lakers. It was like they called his bluff. Like, yo, we can move on, dude, because we ain't no good this year with you. And it was like he was like, oh, nah, get it out there back that I want to stay. I'm finishing my career with the Lakers. What y'all talking about? Like, you have leverage. LeBron ain't 27 anymore. He's 37. He loves L.A. His family's set there. Like, you have leverage. And Durant's locked up till 2026. So they got, I know he could pull it. Is it even in his personality to pull a James Harden? I don't know. But if he wants to go that route and kind of ruin the last couple years of his career, that's on him. But they got leverage in that you got him locked up through 2026. Like, they definitely don't need to be lollygagging and tiptoeing around Kyrie. He don't want to go nowhere. Nobody else wants him because of all the foolishness. Shoot, you've got leverage, and they need to take it and start running their franchises like championship teams.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball. but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
We are the Odd Couple. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're glad to be joined by our next guest. He's a Las Vegas Raiders Pro Bowl tight end, Darren Waller. Darren, how are you? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
I'm doing great, Chris. How y'all doing? What's up, Rob?
Doing great.
We great, man. Great to have you on. Yes, now, you're appearing on behalf of the USAA NFL Draft Salute to Service special event. Can you tell us about that organization and why you're representing them and so excited about it?
Yeah, with the USAA, I have a family member, a cousin that served 20 years in the military. So when this partnership was brought to my attention, it was something that I definitely wanted to jump into just to show appreciation to her and to everyone that serves in the military. But we're having a thing called a Chalk Talk at Allegiant Stadium tomorrow around noon. And, you know, just to interact with members of the military from Nellis Air Force Base and Creech Air Force Base here in Vegas. Just to hang out with them, talk ball, talk life, you know, just interact and have a good time and get the excitement going for the draft experience here in Vegas.
Great, man. Now, you were a six-round draft pick back in 2015 out of Georgia Tech, and obviously you've gone on to really have a top-notch career. Talk to us about draft night. Like, what is it like for a college kid? And in particular, your case where you were a late draft pick, but how exciting is it? How nerve-wracking is it and all that?
Right. Or when you're like a six-round pick, do you know you're going to be a six-round pick? Do you not pay attention? You wait for them to hit you up? I understand if you're in the first round or second round, but how in tune were you for the draft?
It's definitely a nerve-wracking experience. But at the same time, exciting, you know, because you're going to be actually headed to the league where, you know, for me, I never really thought that I was really going to make it this far, to be honest. But to be able to even be in that position is great. I knew I was probably going to go day three just because I played in the triple option offense in college. You know, we didn't really throw the ball like that, so I didn't really have the production or the film, you know. But I knew I'd be day three. And it was a nerve-wracking experience, but it kind of got down towards the edge, and teams were calling, talking about if you go undrafted, you could come here. So it was like a little definitely nervous down the stretch, but relieving once my name got called.
Wow, wow. Now, you guys have had, I don't think this is an overstatement, an incredible offseason. you bring in Devontae Adams to join you, and the division is, you know, going to be incredibly stacked. Russell Wilson joins the division. The Chargers and the Chiefs already were great teams. How excited are you? How much do you think, like, how much better do you think Devontae Adams and the other offseason moves that you guys have made, which were big, how much better is that going to make you? And, you know, when you guys go into training camp, what are you really realistically expecting to do with this team?
Yeah, with adding Devontae to the mix, I feel like it really puts defenses in a bind because you can't double-team people because then you're going to have matchups that aren't favorable for the other two guys, including, you know, me and Hunter Renfrow. And then if you really want to drop deep in coverage and have two high safeties, we got Josh Jacobs running the ball. So yep. It just forces defenses and to pick who they're going to take out of the game or how they're going to approach us. And I feel like we can attack them so many different ways. So I'm excited about that and just to see how we develop that chemistry, you know, because it looks great on paper, but now it's about learning the system, learning how to line up in different positions so that guys can't game plan on us being lined up in one spot. You know, it's how we keep moving around. And if we learn more and more, it's going to be really hard for defenses on a week to week to say, you know, this is what we're going to do to stop them because we got too much talent.
Is this the toughest division in football?
Oh, for sure. I was just saying that, as far as from a talent perspective, like, name a tougher division in, you know, recent memory almost, you know. So I'm excited about the week-to-week competition lining up against these defenses that have added a lot of superpowers. And, you know, just the quarterback in the division is just going to make for, you know, a fun brand of football, competitive week in, week out. And that's all I can really ask for.
You got a new coach. Have you been able to sit down with Josh McDaniels and kind of see what differences he's going to make with the team and what do you think about those?
Yeah, I remember I met with Josh a day after he was hired and, you know, just talking about, you know, he was asking me a lot about what I liked that went on here, what I didn't like, what I thought could be better, and then just share with me some of his philosophies. And then now we just finished our 3 days of mini camp and our first couple of weeks with the playbook and the system. And, you know, it's a new language, but I love the way that it's challenging us and it's going to allow us to do a lot of things and expand upon, you know, the game that we've already built individually and collectively. So I'm very excited about it.
It seems to me like Las Vegas would be a distracting place to play. Just, you know, so much is going on. If you want to get in trouble, you can. The city's 24/7. You know, it's not like playing in Green Bay or playing in, you know, Cleveland or places that, you know, just don't have that kind of nightlife and flair. How do you avoid, you know, getting too wrapped up in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I feel like that's a great point and a great question. I feel like Vegas is a place that will really expose, you know, your day-to-day character and your day-to-day processes, how committed you are to, you know, your craft or whatever you may do on a day-to-day basis, because there are so many temptations and distractions. But, you know, just for me, as far as, you know, me being addiction, like I go to meetings, I got my own community of people out here that are like me, that I lean on. And, you know, my sponsor out here, he always says, you know, you choose your own level of distraction. So for me, that's about, I keep that quote in my head as I go about my day, because these things are all going to be here. You know, the media, the, you know, clubs, the, you know, dispensaries and all types of stuff, you know, but it's about, you know, what really matters to me on a day-to-day basis and how do I walk and prove through my actions and through how I live my life what really matters to me.
Now, Darren, are you a basketball fan?
I am a basketball fan.
All right, so I imagine you saw Ja Morant's dunk last night, right?
Oh, yeah. For the guy that got dunked on, unfortunately, yes, I saw that.
You said for a guy, meaning you?
No,
you
got, unfortunately, the guy who got dunked on.
Oh, I thought you meant you've been – okay. I thought you meant in high school or something you got dunked on. But, all right, we were just talking about – because a lot of people are saying that was the greatest dunk in playoff history. What do you think about that? You think it was?
Oh, man. Yeah. That's got to be up there. when I think of a punk, I think
you're
of,
a little young. I mean, how far knew, back do you go back with the NBA?
29-year-old, did you know
I'm
say
not,
yes?
You know I'm not even going to let you get away with that.
Rob's
how many playoff
old enough
games
to be
you
your great-grandfather, Darren.
Stop. You know what I'm
George,
saying?
Rob's about to say George Mikan had a nasty dunk back in 51.
Hey,
George
I remember Mikan. When the ball had laces. And when the ball had laces, it was easier to dunk. Oh, okay.
Now, you got one, Darren? You sound like you got one you think was up there with that one.
I think, was it when LeBron was in Cleveland and he dunked on Garnett and the Celtics? Was that in the playoffs?
Yeah, that when Kevin Harlan said, with no regard for human life.
Yeah,
that one was nasty. That one was nasty. That one was nasty, yeah. All right. Well, that's our man Darren Waller. We appreciate your time, man. Look, go ahead out. Have a great season this year. We're going to be watching you guys because, as you said, we agree, Rob and I, it's the toughest division in the NFL. And so, you know, hopefully you guys will have a healthy season and may the best team win.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. Appreciate you guys having me.
All right, brother. That's Darren Waller, Pro Bowl tight end for the Las Vegas Raiders, joining us right here on The Odd Couple.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.